Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you can see from the title, today we're talking about what are you thinking about? And we're coming from the book of James chapter 4, and we're going to be focusing on verse 17. So grab your journals. Now, I really did try to switch the podcast to Sundays, but I feel like God gives me my revelations through the weekends. And this specific episode, he gave me part of the revelation, or the second half of the revelation, this morning. So that's why y'all getting it on a Monday. I don't know. I feel like it should be Sundays, but it just be something about Mondays. And I feel like it's great to start your week with the Christian Bay Podcast. So how about y'all comment on this episode and let me know if y'all like Mondays, okay? Just let me know. I mean, I can't share it till I get the revelation, but I know that y'all be wanting a word on Sunday, but Mondays, it's just something about Mondays where God just always gives me a full revelation from the weekend. So let's get into today's. So last night, my mom was on the phone with my aunt and my grandma for like 4 hours, and I was talking to them as well. And my aunt started ministering, then my grandma started ministering, then my grandma started speaking in tongues, and y'all, we just had a whole church service on the phone, okay? And what my aunt was saying, she was talking about how God created everything. And, you know, somebody was telling her, well, it's all science. And she was like, science can't have a baby to form in the womb and create its heart and make sure that its bones don't form in a way that hurts the baby or form in a way that's broken. God perfectly does these things. And they were talking about gravity. And the conversation was just really deep, right? And my grandma began to talk about how a lot of times we focus on what we say, forgetting that there's also power in what we think. And my grandma was saying what we think actually turns into our actions. A lot of times we just think, let me just control my mouth and let me not just say it. But if you wake up every day and you're thinking on this thing, you're thinking about failing, you're thinking about this relationship not working out, you're thinking about these friends turning their back on you, you're thinking about being sick, or you're thinking about not getting an advancement or an opportunity or not getting into the school, that can actually turn into something that actually happens. That's how you manifest something, is that your thoughts, because we do have free will, your thoughts and your free will has literally thought this thing into existing, and that's the manifestation of it, because God does give us free will. Now, my issue with manifestation is that a lot of people are putting manifestation in the place of prayer. No, let's not get crazy. Manifestation will never be able to outdo praying to God. Praying to God is over everything, because that's God. What manifestation is you deciding to think on something, and that thing that you're thinking about is where you're placing your faith. Instead of placing your faith in God, instead of placing your faith in His will, you're placing your faith in your will or your thoughts or your fears, and that's how it is manifested. So when people receive good things or when people receive blessings, it's just because your faith or your manifesting thoughts was aligned with what God already had in store for you. So what I don't like about manifestation, or what our generation is doing with manifestation, is that we're using manifestation as a way to give ourselves credit. Oh, I thought this for me, and I manifested this, and I created this. No, you prayed for it, and then your thoughts had faith for it, and then it came. So when you understand that, you understand who's the source of your blessings. It's never us. I can't manifest anything. God has to allow everything. Let's not get it twisted. So what my grandma was explaining last night in greater detail, she was saying our thoughts can manifest things, because what you think of turns into actions. It turns into things that you see. It's kind of like how in one of the Bay Bible studies, I told you guys, I watched this video and the guy said, you ever decided that you wanted a specific car? And then it's like, after you decided and made up your mind that you wanted that car, everywhere you look, you see that car. And it wasn't until you decided that you wanted that car that now you're seeing it everywhere. That's how powerful your thoughts are. So today I wanted to talk to you guys about, what are you thinking about? Because a lot of times we focus on the scripture, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And yes, it is, but it's also in your thoughts as well. God is so intentional, because because over the weekend, I continued to study the book of James, because that's what we talked about last week on Bay Bible Study. And one specific verse that stood out to me and it lingered in my mind and I just processed it all weekend was James chapter 4, verse 17. And it says, remember, it is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. See, because a lot of times we think that a sin is just our action. We think our sin can only be what we decided to do. But if you knew better in your mind and you were thinking outside of what you knew, that is a sin in itself. See, it doesn't have to turn into the fruit of your thought yet. It doesn't have to turn into an action yet. Just you thinking it is a sin because you know better. You know what they say, when you know better, you do better. And a lot of times we overlook the thought, which is the seed that first starts before we even decide to do what we're going to do. It all starts with a thought. So today God is addressing our thoughts, because if we can get control of our thoughts, then we can definitely get control of our actions. Then we can definitely stop sinning the way that sin is running wild in this world, because it all starts in what are you thinking about? So I love James 14, 17, because it makes it clear. Remember, it is a sin to know. Knowing is not a physical thing. Knowing is a mental thing. So when you know, the minute that God gives you that word, the minute that God tells you something, the minute that God gives you a revelation, the minute that God blesses you with knowledge and wisdom, because let's not forget that knowledge and wisdom, to be smart, all of those are gifts and blessings from God. A lot of times we think that gifts and blessings is only tangible things. No, to have common sense, that's a gift and a blessing. Blessing from God. To have wisdom, that's a gift and a blessing from God. To get clarity, that's a gift and a blessing from God, because it's a lot of people who don't have common sense or who are not in their right mind. So every day that you wake up in your right mind, that is a blessing from God. Stop thinking that blessings are just tangible things and things that you have to buy or things that you can post on social media. You waking up in your right mind is a blessing from God. So verse 17 says, remember, it is a sin to know, knowing, because God has blessed you with that knowing. You only know because God has given you a fresh revelation. You only know because God has given you wisdom. You only know because God has given you understanding. So it is a sin to know, to have this blessing, what you ought to do, which is God giving you clarity. So you know, you have knowledge, you have wisdom of his steps for you, because he's given you clarity. He's blessed you with direction, and then not to do it. Remember, it is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not to do it. It is a sin to let your mind and let your thoughts run wild and take you to a place that God has already delivered you from. It is a sin to sit there and let doubt and fear creep in and try to keep you bound when God has called you to live in faith and prosperity. It is a sin to know who God is in your life, to know that his hand is over your life, to know that he's going to protect and heal you, to know that he's going to cover you, and still allow thoughts to drag you to a dark place and make you doubt every word of your father. That is a sin. And it's not something that you're physically doing. It's something that's mentally going on in your mind. So today I want to ask you, what are you thinking about? This podcast really, really, really touched me, because literally God gave me the last piece of the podcast literally like 30 minutes ago. So this morning, my best friend came to my house because she had a meeting with this school that she had to do like a presentation, and it was a little noisy at her house from the people doing the grass outside. So she came to my house so she could be in some silence doing a presentation with this specific school. And when she was doing a presentation with the school, before we prayed, and then she did the presentation, and then after we were talking, and she was like, it's crazy, like leading up to this all weekend, I've been seeing stuff on TikTok about this school, and like it's not even stuff that I'm looking for, like I just see TikToks coming up and the people are talking about this school or they go to this school. And she was just like, you know, that's so crazy. And I was like, yeah, it is. But all I'm thinking in my mind is what my grandma was saying last night about your thoughts and how your thoughts lead to stuff happening. Your thoughts literally can create situations and circumstances and opportunities just by what you're thinking about. That's how powerful not only your words, but your thoughts are. And y'all, I know it's going to blow your mind, because it blew my mind. So we were having that conversation, and she was talking about how she kept seeing this school on her TikToks all weekend leading up to today, where she had to do the presentation with the school. And I was like, yeah, that's crazy. Like, God is so intentional. And we just had this whole talk after her presentation. Then she left, and I turned on my prophetic worship music to sit down and do my quiet time with God. Y'all, when I turned on my prophetic worship music, Y'all know on YouTube, I always listen to the YouTube playlist. And on YouTube, sometimes they have an ad showing at the bottom of a video. Do y'all know the ad that was at the bottom of the video was the school that me and her was just talking about before she left? How? How was it the school? It was an ad for the same school. I wasn't talking about it. I was thinking about it once she left because, of course, the presentation that she had to do, I want them to think the presentation was great and I want doors and opportunity to open for her. So I was thinking about the school and I was thinking about our conversation and I was thinking about this is going to be great for her. And my thoughts led to a YouTube ad coming up. Y'all, I didn't, you know how when you Google stuff, sometimes you'll Google something, then you'll go on Instagram and there'll be an ad showing for that thing that you Googled because the cookies sends throughout your phone or your computer or whatever you're on. I can understand that happening. But y'all, I didn't Google nothing about this school today. Not today, not yesterday, not never. I've never Googled anything about this school because I don't have to. So I've never typed in my phone anything about this school. I was simply having a conversation with her about it and thinking about it when she left and the ad popped up on my phone and I sent a screenshot to her and I said, oh my gosh. No, I said WTF. That's what I said. Because what? How is this ad on my screen right now? How? My thoughts. My thoughts creating an ad. So today I want to ask you, what are your thoughts creating? What are you thinking about? And is it in alignment with what God has said to you? Is it in alignment with God's word? Is it in alignment with God's promises that he has great steps ordered for you, that he has prosperity planned for you, that he knew you when you were in your mother's womb, that you are the head and not the tail? Are your thoughts in align with that? Because I want you to know today that your thoughts can produce ads. Not only can your thoughts produce ads, but your thoughts can produce phone calls. Your thoughts can produce emails. Your thoughts can produce a knock at the door that changes your life. Your thoughts can produce your Instagram getting in the hands of Tyler Perry. Your thoughts can produce an opportunity that you would never have seen coming, but because of your thoughts, it came to you. What are you thinking about? Because today, from today moving forward, everybody that listens to this podcast, we are controlling our thoughts. That is the name of today's seed, the controlled thought seed, because I understand that my thoughts can not only produce ads, but it can produce opportunities. It can produce financial increase. It can produce expansion on my business. It can produce expansion on my ministry. It can produce a new opportunity at my job. It can produce a new knock at my door. It can produce me breaking generational curses through my families with the people that reaches out to me and the people that see me. It can produce things that I could have never did with my own hands or never did with my own strength, but my thoughts alone can produce things that I couldn't even see coming, but I thought about it and my faith went before me. Because your thoughts are directly connected to your faith. And I want you to know that your faith is way more powerful than your hands and your strength and what you can do. So what are you thinking about? Because from today forward, I claim and I speak over your life controlled thoughts. Christ-centered thoughts, thoughts that align with the will of God and the will of God only. And I cast down fear and doubt because fear and doubt try to run rapid in your mind because then it stops the opportunities that you can get and it stops the doors that can open because as long as you're thinking about fear and doubt, that's what you're producing unintentionally. You're unintentionally blocking your blessings. You're unintentionally blocking your opportunities. You're unintentionally blocking the favor that God has over your life. But today is the last day that you do that. Because from today forward, we're sowing and we're having faith for controlled thoughts. And we're speaking things. I was watching a video, y'all. And the video was talking about how when, I think it was on TikTok actually, and the video said, when the enemy begins to plant thoughts of doubt and fear, speak out loud to those things and say, no, I am a conqueror. I am strong. I am courageous. I am bold. I am favored. I control my thoughts. My thoughts submit to the word of God, the promise of God. He has his hand on my life. He has prosperity planned for me. Success is my portion. Speak back to those thoughts because the enemy can't speak out loud. He can only plant seeds of doubt, but he can't speak out loud. So when he begins to try to get in your mind and make you doubt yourself and make your thoughts go down a path where you know they shouldn't be, speak back the word of God because that is your weapon and that is something that he can't do. What are you thinking about? Because from today forward, we're having controlled thoughts. Christ-centered thoughts. And if you want to sow the Christ-centered control thought seed, you can do that at $TheChristianBay or PayPal, Zelle, Apple Pay, TheChristianBay@gmail.com. Controlled thoughts. From not just today, this very moment, when you finish this podcast, I want you to turn it off and I don't want you to turn on any music, any radio. Take a moment not to be around people and just begin to speak your thoughts. Make your mind submit to your words. I am the daughter of a king. I am, if you're a man, I am the son of a king. I am successful. I am prosperous. My steps are ordered for me. Success is my portion. I'm the head and not the tail. I am healed. I am strong. I am courageous. I am bold. I am walking in my purpose. I know what God created me to do. God goes before me. There are opportunities that are chasing me down. That my next big call is one day away. I'm going to receive an email this week that changes my life for the better. Father God, I thank you for the opportunities that are heading my way. I thank you for the doors that you close and the doors you're about to open. Every day I am preparing to walk into the promise of God. Speak to your mind today, because we have controlled thoughts. And when an enemy try to place nonverbal, doubt-filled, fear-filled seeds, we speak back to those with the word of God. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, I want to thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to even be here today, Father God, to be listening to this podcast. I thank you for using me, Father God. I am just your vessel, Father God. And I thank you for seeing me as fit to even be able to speak on this podcast, Father God. I pray over each and every person that listens to this audio, each and every person that sows a seed into this word, Father God. I pray that they receive it back tenfold, Father God. I pray that they receive a phone call that changes their life forever. An email that changes their life forever. I pray that their next post goes viral, Father God, and it leads them to opportunities that breaks generational curses in their families in ways that they could have never even imagined, Father God. I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice takes control of their thoughts and makes sure every thought that they have is Christ-centered, Father God, that is filled with your word and is submitted to your presence, Father God. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for this fresh revelation, and we thank you for who you've called us to be, Father God. We love you and we'll forever praise your name. And it is in your precious Jesus Son name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We love you, God. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Christian Bay TV and podcast. Control your thoughts. What are you thinking about? Prosperity? What are you thinking about? Breaking generational curses? What are you thinking about? Abundance? Because that's what you'll have. Love y'all. Have a good day.